evening. Good evening. Good evening. I am excited to talk to you guys tonight. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Y'all, this week's topic is it's going to sound like I'm fussing. And please hear me. I am not fussing, but I am pushing out an urgent call for parents to be more aware this summer about where your kids are. And that is actually the title of tonight's podcast. Do you know what and where your kids are? Okay. Do you know where they are? Do you know what they're up to? Do you know who they're hanging with? Right. Last week, I gave some different resources that you can use to keep your children engaged over the summer. I gave strategy with it where, you know, you could spend a couple of hours here and there, you know, having them to do the different things. But I want to highly encourage you, and this is for everyone, because we like to put people and children and different things into categories based on socioeconomic status. And let me tell you, there's some ones coming from out of some rich neighborhoods and some well-to-do places that are out here running amok and already acting a fool this summer. And so I want to be very clear about that. Don't you dare turn your nose up when I'm talking tonight and be like, oh, that ain't me. My kids don't do that in that neighborhood. Oh, my neighborhood doesn't have those issues. Just like when it's time for, you know, then robberies and break-ins and stuff, and they end up being in the affluent neighborhoods, and it's just like, oh my goodness, like, because they know where the things are, right? And so what we're going to talk about tonight with something that is going around, it's starting back up. It's nothing new. It definitely was happening when I was growing up, and it is happening. It happened a few years ago. We even had a national news of a child being killed behind it. And I want you to know that it is happening again. It is rising again. And it is an everyone issue. It is an everyone issue because a lot of times kids leave their neighborhood to go and to commit a crime. One, because they are being recognized. You know, you don't want to do it in your neighborhood. You don't want to be recognized. And two, just starting to like bother other people's children. Okay. And so we already have middle schoolers out. We already have high school students out. And parents, I'm telling you, everyone, you're thinking of like alarm systems. So again, I get it. As a parent, you have to work, right? But you can have some cameras and stuff up in your house so that you know, doggone, get baby monitors if you have to, just so you can take a peep about where your kids are. You should be tracking your kids' phones. Are they at the house? Are they out, you know, hey, can I come out there and play in the neighborhood? No, you can't. We couldn't go out and play if a parent was at home, right? Because guess what? Foolishness happens. And so it is a very big deal when you're like to have something organized for your children to do. Okay. So I wanted to preface and start there. And let me tell you, kids are now like, they're starting to go back to the parks where they're hanging out in the parks up to no good, smoking, drinking, cussing, sounding stupid. And I say that because any child walking around cussing, like if your vocabulary isn't up in any other way, you sound ignorant. I feel the same way about adults too. Like you doing all that and you can't speak intelligently all the way through, or, you know, it's got to be every other word, that's a problem, right? But kids are doing it, and they're doing it, and it just, whatever. They're starting to fight in the streets. Now, they've been doing that, but, like, it's going to be heightened, right, of the fighting in the streets. Then, you know, you got them up here jumping on one another. But the biggest thing that I wanted to hit is, I don't know how many of you remember, but the toy guns are coming back. And it's the toy guns and it's the BB guns, right, where they are painting them or spray painting them, painting them all black to look like real guns. They are riding around to different neighborhoods and they are shooting at children, young children, I'm talking about like 3 and 4 year olds, all the way up. And as they're doing it, they're saying some of the most obscene, disgusting things. It's almost like a drive-by, a shootout. That's exactly what they look like. It looks like a drive-by shootout taking place. Even to the point where there have been some who actually have gotten out of the car, stopped the car, so that others can jump out the back and just start shooting up the kids in the neighborhood. There have been kids who have gotten hurt, young kids who have been hurt, who have been injured very badly. There have been older kids who've been hurt and injured very badly. And so, and they just laughing and thinking it's fun, and they're recording themselves looking stupid, okay? And so, they're breaking into cars. Like, breaking into cars is becoming a bigger thing again, as everyone has been encouraged for years now to keep your doors unlocked. I mean, to keep your doors locked, to do not leave valuables in your car, right? But they do it, and here you go. Like, wow, valuables. There you go, right? And so I want to say to parents to please warn your children, we are not living in times of past. We now have laws passed in just about every state with the conceal and carry. You have people who are waiting. They are waiting for someone to do something so they can lay them down. You have a lot of mean, angry people, adults, who are waiting for the opportunity to hurt someone. And if your child is the one riding around here looking stupid, shooting up other kids and cars and stuff with these BB guns that look very much so like real guns, you better talk to them and talk to them now. Because my concern, my fear, is they're going to run up on the wrong one. Or a police officer will see them, and it'll be just like the incident a few years ago with the little boy who was playing with the gun in the park, and the cop assumed that it was a real gun and killed him. That is the time we're living in, and I don't know if because in people's day-to-day, they may not experience it or something, but I do need us to know the time that we're living in. I want people to realize and understand the different laws that are being passed day in day. Every time you turn around, there's something new getting ready to come into place, and they are not necessarily protecting the least of these. We have a lot of people in communities who, you know, they want to save the children. They want to, you know, talk to them and help them, you know, hey, I see you out here making poor choices. You know, you need to get together. And that's cute. And that's good. And that's good. It is. And it's needed. But there are also people who feel like you know, you got to learn some things sometimes. See, there are some people, adults and children, that you could talk to them until you blew in the face, and they're not hearing because nothing's changing, right? They need something different to get their attention. And so they have to deal with some different consequences. There are some you could talk to who hear you, like, you know what, I don't want to, and they change up real quick. Others don't believe it can happen to them, or they need a different type of lesson. Every single child that you can sit down and talk to, you need to talk to about who they hang with and the things that they do. You have to make sure. And I have, there's this long age battle of like, are you born with a leader? Are leaders created? Are you born with whatever? Can you... But we have too many kids who are followers, and I see it every day in the school system. I don't care how much you sat out there and lectured and hollered and screamed about, you already know we don't follow. They are following, and I don't know what it is, because I wasn't one. So I don't know what it is that makes people followers of stupid stuff. But you do have a lot of kids who want, I know it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's the acceptance. And it's however they can get it. It's the attention. And it's however they can get it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That is why they're doing it. It's the attention. And sometimes it's the wrong attention. We know it's the wrong intention, but they want attention. They want to be accepted. And so it's, I'm going to do something, even though I really don't think this is smart to do. I'm going to do it anyway because I'm seeking. These guys like me. They think I'm cool. I am telling y'all to make sure you know where your kids are this summer and what they are doing. I am telling you that we are in a different time and to stop thinking that we living like we were when we were growing up, when the only requirement was to be home before the street light came up. We got to stop doing that mess. It's not cool. It's not cool. You should know where your children are. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of good, there are a lot of kids who come from really great homes with really great parents who got around some wrong people and made bad choices. But while you still got your baby in your house, while you still have your child under your roof, instill as much as you can in them about the people they choose to hang with, the things that they do. Because I'm telling you, my fear, I'm telling you, my dreams, what I see from the wars that will be happening in the streets. But our children, if they're not gotten under wraps, will be dead. And it is because they are doing some of the dumbest stuff. Why are you painting guns, toy guns, to look real and then riding around different neighborhoods shooting at people? And thinking it's funny and then recording your ignorant selves doing it. Then be the first and main ones in the courtroom hollering and screaming for mama when they tell them how long they about to get. Because they cause some bodily harm to someone, or better yet, kill someone because they, you know, distract, whatever. You don't know what underlying medical issues people face. Something like that scared them, whatever. They fall, they hurt themselves. There's a baby who broke her arm just trying to run. And I'm talking about a baby. I'm talking about she's in elementary school. Trying to run from middle schoolers or high schoolers who think it's funny to be going around to different neighborhoods shooting and acting stupid. So you need to find a way to find out what your kids are doing. Because I'm telling you, if they ain't at home and they in somewhere where you know where they are, there you can't talk to me or tell me too much about what they're doing. You can start a neighborhood watch in your community. So everyone can be just out watching for different behaviors. I know my neighborhood has, and everybody got different shifts of when they go and they because you're wanting to protect your neighborhood. I don't care where you live. Get cameras. I already told you, baby monitors. You can get the Ring doorbells. You can go on Amazon, buy some little old cameras and stuff, and just put them around your home so you can just see. You should be tracking your kid anyway on the phone to make sure and see where they're at. And if you ain't home, they shouldn't be outside. If you ain't home, they shouldn't be outside, and no company should be at the house either. I did a podcast about that early on when I first started. Do you know who your child's friends are? Have they been vetted? Did the family go through a vetting process? Nowadays, people just need a break. They letting any and everybody watch their kids. Them resources that I gave last week, use them. If you got to set up something with a family member or a close friend, hey, I have to work long hours a day. Can you just pop in and see? You ain't got to tell nobody. Come, let me tell you something about my daughter's daycare. Wonderful daycare. But I did a lot of recommendation. Why? Because I wanted other familiar people there also. And then set up how we going to do, take turns, pop up any time. You'll never know. So everybody is, I always got to be on point. Because you don't never know when we're going to do a little pop up. Same thing I did with my child at his school. Yeah, mm-hmm. Popping, you don't never know. I'm just going to peep. Hey, yeah. Oh, you want me to get him? No, I don't need to pull in my class. I'm just peeping. And then I sit both of my children down at their young age and I talk to them about the foolishness that's out there and trying to instill in them. That's not how we carry ourselves. That's not what we do. Trying to instill in choices. That's nothing. You're going to have to give them an opportunity to be able to make some choices. Because if you're doing all the choice making for them, then when they do get away from you, they don't know what to do. And if all your children know about you is you are crazy or not wrapped too tight and that's enough for them not to make poor choices, then baby, right there, you already won. If that's enough right there for them know, oh, my mama is crazy. My sons, I heard him talking to his friends, but he said, come on, mama, she touch. And he is. It's okay to be a touch parent in terms of you gonna make sure that your kids have and are doing what they need to do in order to be able to navigate life when you're not around, to be able to make good decisions when you're not around, and even when you are around. So that's it for this week, y'all. Please know where your kids are. Start asking more questions. Find out what they're doing. Do some pop-ups yourself coming back home if you have to. If you have the support system in place, please utilize your support system to be able to help you with kids so they're not out here. I'm even talking about babies who don't do anything, get in trouble. They just sitting in the house bored and decide to go outside. And then, boom, you got nuts just flying by, speeding. That's dangerous. And then just out here deciding they just want to shoot people with BB guns. Or point toy guns out the window, flashing it like it's real. Hanging out the car window, screaming, riding while somebody flying up the street. We did that stupid stuff growing up. It's stupid. We were stupid when we were doing it. And from my understanding, it should be generations get better as time go on, not worse or repeating cycles. But that's what we're doing. We just keep perpetuating the same mess. Here recording fighting and stuff like that mess is cute. It's stupid. We just fight. Oh yeah, girl. Ooh, got it. Oh, look, did this, took a hair out. Oh Lord, look, they all on the ground. And people really watch that mess. Like there are people who are that bored. Because anybody who got something going for themselves, you ain't just sitting around watching no doggone fight videos. I don't even keep that mess on my timeline. None of I don't want to see that junk. It's stupid. And all it is tearing each other down. My daddy used to say all the time, he was like slavery minded. He was like, you know, he said, we're still slavery minded. I'm talking about black folks. And I was like, what you mean? He said, no, we're not, but I get it now. I get it. Because it's not the chains anymore. It's this has been programmed to attack each other, to hurt each other, to humiliate each other, to harm each other, to threaten each other. They did a great job doing it here. And then the cycle has just been repeated because all we do from generation to generation is not try to break the doggone curse that's there. We just sit there and keep feeding into it. Who the curse breaker in your family? Who gonna be the one to stop the cycle of foolishness? Let me go on and end this before I go in a whole totally different direction. Know where your kids are this summer. Please make sure you're keeping a watch on your kids this summer. Please talk to your kids this summer about the importance of making sure that they're making good choices in and outside of your presence. If you find, go through your kids' stuff. People are like, they scared to go to their kids' rooms and book bags and stuff. Yeah, I'm looking. If it's in my house, I'm looking. If you come to my house, I'm looking. You ain't bringing no dumb mess up in my house. Know what your kids got going on. Go in them rooms. Look at them pockets. All these vapes and different things going on. Weed pens and stuff. They just keeping them. Hiding them in their underwear. Girls hiding them in their bras and stuff. A lot of times they got it from your house. Then they over there at another friend's house up there and they all just chilling, smoking, doing whatever, drinking, all that other mess. Because the parent who ain't home, that's the house they chilling at. Do you know where your kids are? Do you know what your kids are doing? Do you know what your kids are talking about? Do you know what your kids are plotting? I'm going to encourage you this summer to get all up in your kids' business and stay there. I'm going to encourage you to encourage the grandparents and the aunties and them to get up in the business. If I trust you around my kid, I trust that you're going to keep them, they're going to be like they're supposed to be at all times. Don't let them do something wrong and then it goes unchecked. Oh, I was just waiting for you. Don't wait on me, boo. If I put them in your care, I trust you to handle it. But we're going to wake up, honey. I'm telling you what's coming. The prophets have been speaking for a very long time. My dreams scare me because I'm telling you. Y'all better talk to y'all kids, man. There's too many people out here ready for an opportunity to hurt someone. There are some serious mentally ill people, and there's some seriously just angry, angry, hateful, hateful people who are waiting. Y'all be blessed. Stay tuned. No, it won't be next Friday. I won't be there won't be a note from the principals this next Friday. I'll be traveling, but there will be one the week after. So you guys stay blessed. Stay prayed up. Talk to your kids, man. It can absolutely save their life. Peace.